Light a Candle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Light a candle. Yes, we live in a world filled with magic, miracles, wonder. We live in a world filled with exciting activities, and sometimes we don't recognize it. Sometimes we have to light a candle so we can see what's going on in our world. Sometimes we have to light a candle so that we can relax and be peaceful and be wonderful and recognize all the exciting things that are taking place in the world and how much they really have a meaning for each of us. How many times have you thought about lighting a candle? How many times have you thought about where you can express yourself more fully, more wonderfully, and more completely? How many times have you thought about that? How many times have you thought how wonderful you are? How many times have you looked at the world and you thought, my goodness, there's a lot of work to be done out there? And then you went back to your newspaper or television or books and forgot about it. Now, whenever the thought comes to us that there's work to be done out there, that's the time we go into our closet and we bring out the box of candles. And we have candles of all shapes, big ones and small ones, and birthday candles and fizzler candles and tabletop candles and mantletop candles and desktop candles and candles for every possible use. And as we see these candles, we think to ourselves, now, which candle do I want to light that is going to do the work I want to do? Do I want a candle that broadcasts far and wide so people can see it and be illumined by it? Do I want a candle that is just for some particular purpose or some particular person? Or do I want a candle that gives me the feeling of mellowness, the feeling of contentment, the feeling of at-one-ment? And what kind of candle would that be? Well, that's a kind of candle that's a personal candle. A candle we set on our table next to our chair, or on the coffee table, or on our desk, or wherever it is that we are sitting. And that candle is a gentle candle. It's not a candle that says, I'm important, I've got work to do, I've got to light the world. But a candle of gentleness, a candle of wonderful feeling of peace and love. Now, how do you get a candle like that? Well, of course, a candle like that starts inside of each one of us. And a candle like that represents each one of us. It represents what we are in ourselves. So, at random, pick a candle. It makes really no difference because it's a candle that reflects what you want to do. Just reach over in that box of candles and take one candle and set it in a holder and put it in front of you. Light it with gentleness. First, yes. First, you trim that wick. Oh, yes. From Living Light Candles in New Zealand, Heinz has taught me and Cynthia has reminded me. Trim that wick. Trim the wax around the edge. Make it all ready to burn and do a beautiful job for you. It'll give you a longer, beautiful, more beautiful light, more beautiful lasting. So I take a moment and I trim the wick and I cut the wax down around the edges so the candle will burn harmoniously. What a good thought for my mind. The candle will burn harmoniously. Then I light the candle. And after I light the candle, I take the match and I make sure it's out and put it in the tray. And then I sit back in my chair. I take a deep breath and I look at the candle. I look at the light as it sort of flickers back and forth gently in the stillness of the air in the room where I'm sitting. And it illumines the sides of the candle and illumines everything. It's not night, not day, and it's not dark and it's not light, but the candle has its own light, and I'm drawn to it by looking at it. And I think to myself, yes, yes, that is the candle of peace that burns inside of me. It burns inside of me as a properly constructed candle, a properly trimmed wick, and a properly trimmed wax all around the outside. And this candle burning inside of me, this peace in me, is the only place I'm ever going to find peace on earth. Only place I'm ever going to find right order and harmony and joy and love and things of value anywhere in the world. It starts right inside of me. So I look at this light, and I look at the candle, and I see how glorious it is. And then I close my eyes, and I see that glorious candle glowing, burning within me. And I see it sort of sparkling from the center of my being as I am conscious of the center of my being. And I breathe deep again, and I let it all out and relax. And I think, there's balance in my life. Yes, there's balance. And I smile and think to myself how wonderful that is. And then I say, and there's peace in my heart. Every organ, action, function of my body functions in perfect harmony and perfect peace. Ah, my heart beats in the perfect rhythm of divine plan for it. Everything about me, I let go of the squeeze lines around my eyes as I'm thinking these happy thoughts, and I say, now relax, 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 and I let go. And I don't need the squeeze lines around my eyes as I think these heavy thoughts. I just let go, and I'm at peace. And the peace lines are all around me, and they're sort of invisible. And then I think about the world. And I don't think about the world and its problems, because I don't exacerbate the problems. I don't build the problems by using attention to the problems. That's what the word exacerbate means, you know, to build up, to build unbelievably and irrationally sometimes, yeah. So, I don't build the problem. I build on the solution. And so, if I think of some area where people are in conflict with one another, I instantly see people there harmonious with one another. I see the lion and the lamb lying down together. I see these people in peace. I see the German shepherd lying down with six cats on each side of him and reaching over and licking the ears of the cats and saying, yes, you're all okay. This is a peaceful world. Yes, create thoughts of peace, thoughts of love, thoughts of harmony, thoughts of good. Create the feeling of absolute marvelousness. Yes. In me, I create this. And I look at my body and I say, wow, what a great body I have. Whole and perfect in every way. Harmonious in every way. I am guided to eat the right things, to breathe the right air, to think the right thoughts, to do the right things, and live in my fantastic body. Oh, my. Mentally, I look at the candle that glow inside of me. And I look at everyone in my world. And I do not see anything in my world that is contrary to the love, unconditional love of the candle. Think about that once. Just think about that. The candle gives its light unconditionally to anything and anybody who wants to receive it. The candle does not say, hey, you're not a nice person, I don't want to give you my light. Like the Bible story where they put a bushel over the candle to hide it from the neighbor whom they didn't like, and he didn't have the light either. Kind of sad, wasn't it? So, we let our light shine. We let our candle inside of us shine so brilliantly, so brightly, so wonderfully that all the world is illumined by it, and all the world is harmony and joy and peace and love looking at our candle. And you know, because we're familiar with looking at our candle, our own candle inside of us and outside of us, let's begin looking at the candles in others. Do we see brightness, harmony, peace, and joy in others? Do we see a love in others? Do we see unconditional love in others? Ho, 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 ho. If we see unconditional love in others, it's because we are unconditional love. And that candle teaches us to practice unconditional love. Oh my. Light a candle and have the wonderful experience that it has to give you of magic, of unconditional love, of peace and harmony, of joy and goodness, of wonder, because that's who you are, and that's who it is, and that's all that matters. Today, light a candle and have the delight that I have in lighting this candle. It's a very wonderful thing, and it's a very happy thing. Have a good day, and enjoy the light of your candle and mine. I love you, I love you, I love you.